Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The following statements all have the word come in them. They speak to an expectation. And I'd like to say from the beginning that this has already been shared with you some time ago, but I feel that it is good to bring this thing, the law of the Lord, forward again. We know about the expectation. I will talk about that. Who the Bible says is to be expected? Has that individual come? What is your relationship with that individual? What are you to do with respect to that individual? Let us begin. Four statements, maybe five statements. Seven statements with the word come in them. First, Genesis 49, verse 5. We have a statement there. It is said, I will come again. Those words are attributed to the Lord. Second, Isaiah 35, verse 4. Behold, your God will, Isaiah 40, verse 10. Behold, the Lord God will come. John 4, 25. When he is come. 1 Samuel 3, 10. And the Lord came. Colossians 4, 10, if he come to you, receive him. And Hebrews 10, 32, he that shall come will come. That's the message in those seven statements. The expectation, the Bible's expectation. It tells us clearly, God will come. There's the promise, I will come again. And again, the Lord God will come when he is come. Now, I will come again. Let's go to 2 Samuel 15, 20. This is said to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Return thou and take back thy people. Or take back thy brethren, which suggests that there is a time when the Lord was not here. He is to return, and it says there, take back thy people. So the people of the Lord have been taken. Remember, the Gentiles conspired against the Lord and his people. The Gentiles waged war against the Lord and his people out of an abundance of hatred for the Lord and his people. The Gentiles defeated the Lord and his people. Matter of fact, they took out the Lord. That was one of their, that was their priority, their main objective, to take out the Lord and then to take down his people. So, and the Gentiles carried out their conspiracy. They took out the Lord in waging war. They took out the Lord, and they took down the people of the Lord. The people of the Lord are the Israelites. That's the proper name. In America, Israelites are referred to as black people, among other things. But black people is not a proper name. Actually, it is slang. The proper name for those descendants of those Israelites who were originally defeated and taken into captivity by the Gentiles is Israelites. They also call Israel black people. And of course, the Gentiles scattered the Lord's people. They took them into captivity, scattered them among the nations of the Gentiles. 1 Samuel 4:10 says, Israel was smitten. That's a true statement. Mark that as true and fulfilled. Isaiah 16, verse 7 says, surely they are stricken. The Gentiles have possessed the people of the Lord. They have disinherited the people of the Lord, the Israelites, black people. They have deprived the Israelites. The Gentiles have deprived the Israelites. The Gentiles have debased the Israelites. The Gentiles have deceived the Israelites. And we know that Gentiles is a reference to those people who call themselves white people. Gentile is a reference to those people who call themselves white people. Hence, those who conquered the land belonging to the black people, those who took out the Lord and took down his people. So, it is said, return thou and take back thy people. Okay? That's the challenge for the Lord. Psalm 29:11 says, the Lord will give strength to his people. Israelites, the Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord has dug up his people's proper name and presented it to them. The word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives strength to his people. Are his people receiving his words? I've talked about that for the past 2 weeks in the report. I've presented to you a false report, and I have presented to you a true report. The false report is to be emulated by the people. Okay? But the false report is found worthy of emulation. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord has, in addition to presenting his people with their proper name. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives strength to his people to do certain things, things which I have talked about before. Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord. Okay, there's an expectation of the Lord. I will come again. Behold, your God will come. Behold, the Lord God will come when he is come. If he come to you, receive him. He that shall come will come. Psalm 27:14. So the people were to be waiting on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait for his coming. That was one of the first messages of the AVB to the people. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, let's move on. When he is come, John 4:25, when he is come, what? When the Lord comes, what is expected of you? What are you to do? Good question, isn't it? Well, that which is called the law of the Lord answers that question. Tells you in easy to understand terms what you are to do with respect to the Lord and his coming. Because when he comes, when the Lord comes, this is expected of him. He is to reveal himself. He is to manifest himself, show himself, present himself to the people. Now, when he has come, what are you, the people, required to do? Let's answer that question. These are the things you should do when the Lord comes. Deuteronomy 4:2. Ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Deuteronomy 6:7. And thou shalt teach them the commandments of the Lord diligently to thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Deuteronomy 6:13. Thou shalt reverence the Lord thy God and serve him. These are the things, people, you are expected to do. You are required to do. Three or four, Deuteronomy 6:18. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Deuteronomy 8:11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant. Deuteronomy 5:32. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord thy God hath commanded you. These are the things you are required to do. with respect to the Lord and his coming. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, remember Israel, a reference to the descendants of those black people, those Israelites who were originally defeated, led into captivity, and scattered about in the lands of the Gentiles. You are their descendants. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to reverence the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve him. Deuteronomy 6:5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. I read these two out of order. Let's do it like this. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to reverence the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve him. John chapter 2, verse 5. Whatso he saith to you, do it. Psalm 74:20, have respect to the covenant with its corresponding ordinances and its correlative models. You are to do those things I just read off. That is your responsibility. That is your duty. When the Lord comes, reveals himself, those are the things you are required to do. Now, this statement with the word came in it. 1 Samuel 3:10, listen, and the Lord came. I am a witness. I report to you that the Lord has indeed come. I have been reporting on that for quite some time. And the Lord came. That's 1 Samuel 3, verse 10. Mark those four words, that statement, as fulfilled. Fulfilled in the man, Tommy L. Hart, who has done all things. The Bible says he has done all things well. All things. So, the Lord God has come. You are hearing his voice at this time. Now, what is expected of you? What are you required to do? Fulfill, you are required to do the law of the Lord. You are required to be obedient to the law of the Lord, which I read earlier. You may keep the commandments of the Lord God, Lord your God, which I command you. Thou shalt teach them diligently to your children, and talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So, the plan, the expectation. The expectation is fulfilled. The Lord came. The Lord is here at this time, the Lord is speaking to you at this time. The Lord has indeed come. So, the Bible's plan is in effect. The Bible's plan is in operation. Doing. So, the question which I posed at the beginning, and maybe I didn't pose it, but here it is now. There's a question with the Lord, there's a question concerning the Lord, which has the word come in it. Remember the other statements with the word come in them? This question is set down in Luke 7, verse 20, and Luke 7:19, but it is also found in Matthew chapter 11, verse 3. The question is to the man, Tommy L. Hart. The question is asked, art thou he that should come? The expectation, the coming of the Lord, art thou he that should come? And I take the answer set down in John 18, verse 5, and my answer says, I am he. I, the man, Tommy L. Hart, am he should come. That I am he that the Bible speaks of when it says, behold, your God will come. And my credentials, all things are in Lawmaster Archives. It is also your duty, the people's duty, to know the information that is in Lawmaster Archives. It's your duty. Why? Because it is your duty to obey the commandments of the Lord when he comes, and he has come, and he is speaking at this present time. It is your duty to teach your children the commandments which I read, and to talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and so on, so forth. It is your duty to reverence the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him. That's required of you. It is your duty to do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible, in speaking of God, the Lord God, talks about a human being, a person, a man. In the book of Acts, it is written, this man is the great power of God. This man is the great power having the designation of God. What man? The man who has performed all things. All things are found in Lawmaster Archives. All things identify God, the Bible's God. The real, true Bible God. I said in speaking earlier, the Gentiles have dispossessed the Israelites/black people And I continue to use the term black people for clarification purposes. To be clear, so you can know precisely and exactly who I'm talking about when I speak of the Israelites. So I do continue to use the slang black people, okay, for purposes of clarification. Clarity and so forth, okay? So you are required, it is your duty to know that the Lord, it is your duty that you not forget the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee or you this day. Do not forget the Lord. The Gentiles have done, and they continue to do, all they can do to keep you or to make you forget the Lord your God. And the Israelites have forgotten the Lord their God. What caused them to forget the Lord their God? The Gentiles caused them to forget the Lord their God. That's evil. That is wickedness. I say, the Gentiles, alias white people, caused the Israelites, alias black people, to forget the Lord their God. Remember, before the Gentile invasion, the Bible's God was in human form on the earth with his people. That's why, well, just let it go with that. The Lord was on the earth in human form, living and dwelling among his people when the Gentiles invaded the land of the Lord and his people. Now that part, the Lord in human form dwelling with his people, is left out of history. Writers on black experience before the Gentile invasion don't speak of the Lord's physical presence with his people on the earth. It is either because they simply are ignorant of the matter, or they are just plain simple deceitful. One or the other. One or the other. But there's another history book in which the Lord, dwelling with his people in human form, is recorded. And that book is the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. The AVB is also a history book. It tells us that the Lord was in human form dwelling on the earth with his people, black people, the Israelites, and other Hebrews at the time of the Gentile invasion. And matter of fact, it goes on to tell us, as I have reported to you, that the Gentiles' primary objective in invading the land of the Lord and his people and conquering them was to take out the Lord, to take out the Lord God, and to take down his people. Israelites, Hebrews, you should know this information. This information is in the Bible. This information is to you. This law of the Lord, which I read, the law concerning concerning the Lord is for you. All people should do it. But of course, you, being the people of the Lord, it is required of you as well. So, the Lord is here. You have the law concerning the Lord God. It is called the law of the Lord. The law concerning the Lord. But it's also concerning you, isn't it? Because it presents to you your duty and shows you the relationship that you should have with the Lord your God. And notice the Bible says repeatedly, the Lord your God, the Lord thy God. Your God, what are you doing in response to the message? What are you doing in response to the reports I've presented to you? What are you doing? What are you doing in response to the name Israelites and Hebrews that I have presented to you? I've told you that all Israelites are Hebrews, but all Hebrews are not Israelites. Are you performing the law of the Lord? Are you excited about the Lord's coming, the true Lord's coming? Are you excited about it? You should be. Israelites, Hebrews, you should be excited about the things that I have and I am presenting to you. It concerns you. The Bible talks so much about black people, about Hebrews, Israelites, and their God, and it talks so much about the evil that the Gentiles, alias white people, have done against the Hebrews and Israelites as well. And the report in the Bible concerning the things that I have presented to you is true. The report is true. The Bible facts I have presented to you are true. Whereas in other books and things, people may lie to you, but the truth is concealed in the pages of the AVB, and I have understood those truths, and I have come and I have presented them to you. The law of the Lord, very important. The law of the Lord is for you to perform. The things I have presented to you are clear. They're clear. You can't say that you have not been informed of the Lord, your God. You can't say you have not been informed of your responsibility, your duty to the Lord, your God. You can't say that you have not presented with the truth of Bible matters which concern very much you. The Lord, your God, has come. You have a duty to perform. You should know your duty. You can't say you have not been informed of your duty. You can't say it. I the Lord Tommy L. Hart have informed you of your duty and responsibilities to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. So, what are you doing? Are you turning to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? Are you departing from evil? The Bible says, depart from evil. Are you departing from Christianity and all other religions? Christianity, I have showed you, is evil. It was the Christians who invaded the land of the Lord and his people. It was the Christians, Gentiles, when I say Christian in this context, I'm speaking of the Gentiles. It was the Christians who took out the Lord and brought you down. Israelites, Hebrews, black people, was the Christians, the Gentiles, who dispossessed you, who disinherited you, who debased you, who deprived you of your liberty, and are still holding you in captivity. You may not look like a captive in the lands of your enemies. The enemies did not send you back or your parents back to their original homeland. They kept them and have made them to look like they are free, whereas they are still captives. Captives in the lands of their enemies. You Israelites deserve your independence. You deserve to be in your own land. That is a policy of the AVB. You deserve your liberty, your independence. Therefore, the word of the AVB says to you, come out from among them and be ye separate. How do you do that? Come to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Come to him. Join with him. Believe in him. Believe in his word. And you know what? A simple way of saying that is, do perform the words of the law I have presented to you in this episode. Do that. Do that. Okay. So what have I done in this episode? I've reminded you of the Bible's expectation concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I have reminded you that the Lord has indeed come. I have reminded you of the things you are to do with respect to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Yes, I have reminded you and shown you clearly the things you must do, says the AVB. It is my duty, according to the AVB, to show you the way wherein you must walk and the work that you must do, the AVB. So that's it. That's it. That is this episode. And the Lord came. He is here now. do the things that you are required to do with respect to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Obey the law. Obey the law which I have presented to you in this episode. Obey the law. There's no evil in obeying this law. That's why you have the Bible. There's no evil in the things that I'm teaching you. Now, finally, Genesis 31:16. Now then, whatsoever God has said, my people, do. Clear and to the point. Whatsoever God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, has said, do. God has a name. His name is Tommy L. Hart. God has a face. God is a person. This God, Tommy L. Hart, is your God. Do not forget to visit me on Twitter, and do make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. It is for your good and your understanding. Join me next